Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ed Bouchette from The Athletic. Ed, good morning to you. How's everything?
Everything's fine, Colin. Thank you. Chris?
Yeah, good morning, Ed. Good morning. Ed, I have never asked you this big picture question, I don't think. And it is wholly a it's good. It's wholly an opinion question here. What method of overtime do you prefer and why? And what do you think is best for the game?
I prefer ties.
After regulation or after trying to chart it out, after trying to find a winner, or just right after regulation?
Nothing wrong with ties. Nothing. What's wrong with a tie? I never understood that. Somebody has to win. Well, why? If they didn't for years, why can't they go back to ties? What's wrong with a tie?
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I would try to break the tie for a finite period of time and then go with a tie. Like, I wouldn't end it with just regulation. I would play regular football for, I don't know, 10 minutes and then have a tie. But I don't disagree with you that fundamentally ties are okay.
But let's talk. I mean, you can't do it in the playoffs, obviously. So if you're in the playoffs, I just think they ought to each get the ball once. That's all. Each get the ball once. And then after that, you have sudden death.
Do you have any time for some of these crazy ideas being floated? I think the Ravens put together an overtime proposal for the owners' meetings this year, Ed, where you decide what yard line and then you find out if you're going to get the ball or not. Or do we need to just flip a coin and have some teams play football, like you said, for a couple of minutes maybe?
Yeah, I know a lot of people are for that. I'm not. I think it's too gimmicky. And I don't like how college does it either. They can go on forever in college, but I don't like, and then the stats pile up and everything else. I don't like it. I'd stay with a tie. Games are long enough.
Ray of sunshine on this Monday morning. Ed Bouchette joining us here, Fan Morning Show. I do agree with you, though, that they are long enough. Okay, mock draft. Let's ask you this question now. Do you like doing mock drafts, or do you find that they're largely a waste of time?
Waste of time. However, people like them, so I understand why everybody's doing mock draft 4 or mock draft 5 and, you know, doing all that. There's interest and people like them, so I understand it, but I don't like to do them. I used to back in the day because I'd do one, and I'd do it either the day before or the day of the draft, and I put a lot of work into it. I'd call around and, you know, really we'd have these writer mock drafts on the phone where a guy from each city would pick someone as we went down, and then we did that by email or text, and you know, then we just stopped doing it, and everybody just does it on their own now. But I have to do one. They want me to do one beforehand, and I'll do one. But I wouldn't put much stock in it.
There was an interesting story about doctors, about mock drafts in general, and Dr. Z, the guy from Sports Illustrated, Paul Zimmerman, who did them for, God, decades, Ed, and that when he was at his height, teams were actually paying attention to his mock drafts and taping them up on the wall and using them as some sort of intel on what other teams were doing. Does that still exist in this day and age, or do teams have their own scouts and their own people digging up that information rather than relying on any kind of reporter's mock draft?
Some teams, I think, have information people. That try and accumulate information. I don't believe the Steelers have those. I'm pretty sure they do not. The Steelers once fired a person because they thought that person gave information to another team before the draft. And that did happen. I believe it was in Jacksonville where they fired a scout because he sent to a friend at another team their information. So it goes on, but I don't know, you know, to what extent.
Didn't something happen between you and Dr. Z? Or maybe you were on the same wavelength about this. Didn't it revolve around Bullet Bob Hayes's if eventually he became eligible for the Hall of Fame or something? I seem to remember reading about this, Ed.
No, I don't remember anything along those lines, Colin.
I thought you had to, like, stand in for Bullet Bob Hayes.
No.
I got that wrong.
He came in as an old-timer
right.
When I got on the thing, and he didn't make it the first time, and he did make it the second time. He was nominated twice, I do believe, if I recall.
Gotcha.
Let me circle back around to just the crazy rumor season that we're now in, because there's 2 weeks to the draft and most of the pro days are done and everybody's just kind of settling into what they expect may play out in that first round, especially on that Thursday night 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks and 3 days away, I guess. How aggressive do you think the Steelers would be if they saw a player start to drop, a player who would normally be a top 10 pick maybe, start to drop into the, I don't know, low teens? Are they in the mode where they would be aggressive because they know that a quote-unquote, not rebuild, but retooling is on the way after Ben is done? Or do they look at it and say, no, we need a bulk of picks and we'd rather move back from that 24th spot, Ed?
You know, Chris, they surprised me a few years ago when they did that with Bush because they never had gone that high, never traded away a first-round pick. Except for when they, you know, when they got Minka, but I'm talking about during in the draft. And, I don't think they do it this year because of the ladder. I think they need as many draft picks as they can get. They have enough spots where they can use someone that they don't have to say, even though I think they need a running back, they don't have to say, well, we have to get that guy or else, you know. No, we'll just sit here and if he's gone, maybe there's another running back they like, or we'll take the tackle, or we'll take the corner, or we'll take the outside linebacker, you know. They have enough spots where they can use people that I don't think they're going to waste a draft pick. And, you know, it would take at least, to move 4 or 5 spots, it would take at least their third round pick. So I don't see them doing it, but, you know, they've surprised me a couple times with the Minka trade and the Bush trade recently, so who knows?
Ed Bouchette joining us here from The Athletic. You know, one thing lost in all the Juju Smith-Schuster contract stuff and Ben coming back and all of that is, in terms of first future and laying it out, this is a really big year for Deontay Johnson, Ed, isn't it?
Oh, it's a big year for a lot of guys. You know, what's he going in his third year? They have him for 4. You could say that about, James Conner's gone. I don't know, last year was his big
But there's
year.
Not a whole lot of guys that dropped the football, had an epidemic doing it, but are also looked at as a guy who could be a future number one, but then on the other hand, dropped the football a lot of times. Then on the other hand, makes a spectacular touchdown catch. He's kind of an enigma at this point.
Yeah, I guess. I never thought of it that way, but
How do you look at him then?
Just like that. I mean, you know, he's a good player who needs to start catching the football. But remember, Juju Smith lost two fumbles that cost him the playoffs. One in New Orleans and one against Baltimore. So nobody's sitting here saying he drops the football. They dropped them in key spots. One was a fumble, and one was on what? Both were fumbles, actually. They were catches and then fumbles.
Where do you think, Ed, I guess a better way to phrase this is, what do you think the chances are they completely shock us in the first round and go completely away? You know, we all think offensive lineman or running back, but, you know, with the departure of Steven Nelson, with the lack of depth at linebacker inside and outside, there's a chance they could go completely haywire and do something that none of us expects. Is that a 5% chance, or is that like a, no, let's be more aware of a 25 or 30% chance that something like that happens?
Well, I have seen people putting corners and linebackers there for them in that first round, Chris. So I don't know. It might shock me because, well, shock is too strong a word, but it might surprise me a little bit. But it wouldn't surprise others because they're predicting that's what they might do. You know, the only thing that would be shocking, I guess, is if they drafted a quarterback.
Hmm. Do you think they could draft a quarterback even in the second or third round, Ed?
I think they could. I don't know that they will, but I think they could.
Gotcha. All right, real quick before we let you go, little Poppy update. How's my man's diet? How's everything going with little Poppy? Did he like the weather this past weekend?
Well, we had three little grandkids, four more adults, and a dog here. And he was a little out of sorts yesterday. In fact, he was crawling up on me going, what the heck is going on here with all these little kids running around? But he's fine. He'll muddle through and made it through, and we'll go for our usual walk today.
Yeah, single tournament. It's a single elimination tournament. He made it through till today, so he keeps going. Survive in advance, Ed.
Survive in advance,
yeah.
Exactly.
There it is, little Poppy. Thank you, Ed. We'll talk next week.
All right, fellas. See you then.
All right, Ed. Excited about that mock draft he's putting together. Seems to be elated. So there it is. I don't like him, but the readership does, so I'll do it. That's a great way to look at it, I think.
Yeah.
You know,
Ed,
right? Ed
knows where his bread is buttered. Yeah. He knows how to keep the people happy.
Play
he
the
also
hits.
Said,
give the folks what they want. What they say.
He also said, don't put too much stock in it.
Right. Yeah. I'm just doing it.
Yeah. Don't pay too close attention.
But he is smart. It's like, you know, when you go to Vegas and you see a show, a concert, whatever, nobody wants to see. They don't want to see Celine Dion or Rod Stewart, whoever those, you know, the main headliner acts. They don't want to see him do, hey, I just wrote this song last week. No, shut up. I want to see the play Maggie May and play it. And that's it, right? I don't need to see some obscure song you wrote in a limo 2 weeks ago on the way over here from Palm Springs. I don't need that.
I don't need the B-side to your latest single.
Right.
No, thank you.
Right. It just give me the hits. Play the hits. And that's what Ed's doing. He's giving you a straight ahead mock draft because those are the hits. That's what people want. Now, what if Ed goes totally bonkers with this mock draft and he has like some obscure tackle from Boise in the first round that they have like a seventh round grade on? He could. That's a good way to get out of it, by the way, moving forward. If you make it so bad that your employer.
Yeah. I got a feeling they're going to ask you to do it anyway, so you better put a little elbow grease into
it.
Just a little, yeah. It's not like being told to do the laundry at home, screwing it up so you'll never have to do it again.
You could.
It's not going to happen.
Absolutely plagiarize someone else's and get away with it, because that's the one thing. As long as you don't write the same exact text, you could have the same exact –
because they're going to get lost in the shuffle of 350 other ones.
Well, or you could have the same exact order, though, and nobody can question you. You could say, well, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to go the same way that, you know, Sports Illustrated had theirs. Same way.
They're 2.0.
Like 16,342 mock drafts to go before the real one.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.